This is 88.5 NEPM. Proposed budget cuts to the state's only intensive mental health program for young kids has Western Mass lawmakers furious. I'm Carrie Healy, and this is Beacon Hill in 5. Our look at the week ahead in politics and government in Massachusetts. We've got Chris Lisinski from the State House News Service on the line. Hey, Chris.
Hey, Carrie.
Senator Jake Oliveira of Ludlow and other lawmakers from Western Mass are pushing back against the governor's proposed cuts to behavioral health. Under the governor's budget proposal, the state's only program for children ages 6 to 12 in Belchertown and a pair of intensive residential treatment programs for teens located elsewhere also would close. What are the governor's reasons for scaling back on behavioral health? What should we know?
The governor's deputies have said that these programs are really difficult to maintain staffing levels needed, that these have been understaffed for long stretches of time, and as a result, the folks running those sites have had trouble keeping all of the available beds filled. I think the language that Department of Mental Health Commissioner Brooke Doyle used at a recent budget hearing is that it's, quote, not sustainable to continue to pay for 50% utilization, end quote. Yeah. So this is a cost-cutting move, but one that's also, in the administration's view, fueled by staffing and use of these facilities.
I think it was interesting that Westfield Republican Representative Kelly Pease drew sort of a straight line for state health officials, saying the state could see more people entering the so-called prison pipeline, incurring more costs for taxpayers in the future if they shuttered the treatment programs. Chris, so with that House spending plan for next fiscal year due out, what, this week, do you expect to see House lawmakers treating behavioral health differently in their budget proposal? What are House lawmakers saying?
I think there's a solid chance that behavioral health and mental health programs get some more funding in the House version of the budget than in Healy's version, given the pretty robust pushback we've seen from lawmakers in both parties and from advocates for the industry. There have been multiple events urging lawmakers to walk back some of the mental health cuts that Healy has sought to make. We do have some vague contours of the budget. We know that there will not be tax or fee increases on residents or businesses. According to House Speaker Ron Mariano, that was the biggest declaration that he made as we get ready for the full spending plan to come out.
And just for a little perspective here, lawmakers in Massachusetts are continuing to push through that budgetary process. But what's happening in Connecticut is interesting, where lawmakers are also deep in their budget season. Connecticut drafts a two-year budget, despite concerns over funding, education, healthcare, and social services. And there is right now a call for hitting the so-called fiscal emergency button. Connecticut's governor has the sole authority to lift spending guardrails. Apparently, that's one of the few mechanisms that would allow the legislature to suspend spending and revenue caps without a supermajority vote. So, I mean, without the details, Chris, the situation in Connecticut seems exceptionally serious. Does the Massachusetts Constitution provide Governor Healy with any emergency maneuvers like they're contemplating to our south?
The one that comes to mind is one we've seen at times, somewhat infrequently, but we refer to them as 9C cuts because that's the section in which it's laid out. That gives the governor unilateral authority to reduce spending partway through the fiscal year to help achieve a balanced budget by the end of the year. That was necessary back in fiscal 2024 for Governor Healy. I don't know if that would be a solution to any of the federal upheaval, but it could be if lawmakers are forced to approve a budget around the July 1st start of the fiscal year and months afterward, the federal government significantly cuts Medicaid or something like that.
Chris Lisinski is a reporter at the State House News Service in Boston. Chris, thank you.
Of course.
This is Beacon Hill in 5, our weekly check-in at the State House. You can subscribe to this podcast and others from NEPM at our website. That's nepm.org/podcast. This is 88.5 NEPM.